And so little Johnny sat down to write his letter to Jesus. And he said, "Dear Jesus, I have been a good boy for 6 months." And he thought about it for a few minutes and he erased it and started over again and said, "Dear Jesus, I have been a good boy for 2 months." He thought about it a little more and he erased it and started over and said, "Dear Jesus, I have been a good boy for 2 weeks." Then he thought it over for a minute and he ran over to the coffee table where the nativity scene was and he took the little figurine of Mary and he started his letter all over again. He said, "Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again..." Take your Bibles this morning, go to the book of Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter number 1. God has been speaking to my heart about many things through the story of Christmas. And it is really amazing as you begin to study the passages that deal with the advent of Jesus Christ as to how they deal with every need of the human heart, how they address the need of every person, just in the story of Christmas. And I want to share a few of those thoughts with you this morning as we look in Luke chapter 1. And I want us to begin looking in verse number 26 together. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And Mary, verse 34, said unto the angel, "How shall this be?" I want to bring a message this morning titled, "How shall this be? How shall this be?" May we pray together. Heavenly Father, as we look into the Word today, we pray that our hearts would be stilled and that by Thy Holy Spirit we may be taught of Thee. I pray, Lord, for those that may be in this service today that at this point in time in their life they've never received the greatest gift, the gift of salvation. And we would pray and ask today that this may be the day of salvation for them. And might this become the most meaningful Christmas that they have ever experienced. For Christians who need a special touch from God, might you minister to each and every heart as you alone are able. And may you be glorified and magnified in this service. For we pray it in the wonderful name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. In Christmas, we see that God is greater than anything that we will ever face. Some, perhaps in this room today, are thinking about Christmases, perhaps even this Christmas, where you have been confronted with difficulties. It seems like at this time of year, especially if you have children, that there's never quite enough money to go all the way around. Can I get a witness? Yeah, there's a few witnesses here this morning. And some today perhaps are dealing with the obstacle not of finance, but of loneliness. And I've talked to some like that this week, where their loved ones are in heaven. And it seems like Christmas is a day that they do not seem to look forward to quite as much. And yet, would we for a moment put the emphasis back where it belongs in Christmas, not on your family? That troubles people a little bit when I say that. Did you know it? Because you know what I found? That Christmas is an opportunity for family to get together. And so because it affords us that opportunity, there are a great many people that will place the emphasis right there. But would you just for a moment see the distinction in the life of Jesus and how that even in the testimony of the angel that appeared unto Mary, he said he should be called the Son of the Most High, not the son of Joseph. And so there was a greater spiritual significance here. When Mary, who was highly favored of the Lord, came to visit the Lord during His earthly ministry, and they came to the Lord as He was teaching and said, "Your mother and your brethren and your sisters are outside and they seek Thee." He said, "Who is my mother and who are my brethren but him that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven?" And what the Lord was emphasizing was that there should be a greater significance and emphasis placed on the spiritual relationship than on the inherent familial fleshly relationship. And so today, for a moment, let's take the example of the Lord Jesus Christ and put the emphasis back where it belongs. And instead of looking for what has been lost or what we wish that we had more of, thinking that somehow that would fulfill us in the Christmas season, might we look upon the only one who has the ability to fulfill us, and that is Jesus. That wife now gone, that husband now gone, that child now gone, if they were here, would not have the ability to make you happy this Christmas. God alone is the joy giver. And we sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." I wonder, Christian, you who have the Lord in you, are you a living, breathing testament to the words of the song that says, "Joy to the world"? And may that joy and love be manifested in your life. And as we come to this moment in time, we see a disturbing message delivered to Mary. It bothers me a little bit sometimes when I go to the store and I am looking for a Christmas card and they have a picture of the Nativity and Mary always has a halo. The Shekinah glory is on Mary. How many of you have ever noticed that? you've noticed that that's an egregious, blasphemous card. I'm sorry. Am I bursting bubbles this morning?
Not at all.
You say, why is that a blasphemous card?